And partner, Dan Lomalo.
It's great to meet you guys both.
Great to meet you. Paul is in our Touchpoints Rehab Interview Chair, Clinical Operations Manager for the Multiple Myeloma Mount Fuji team. And Gaba just given us a rundown on moving mountains for Multiple Myeloma Mount Fuji, all that you're involved with.
What a fabulous thing you're doing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. It's great to be here. And the Moving Mountains for Multiple Myeloma program started last year, and it's a partnership with Takeda Oncology, who's based in Japan, and also Cure Magazine. They put out a great publication as well for patients and caregivers and researchers. And in partnership with the Multiple Myeloma Research Foundation, we all came together and put this program together where the goal was to create awareness, but also to create a spirit of hope and to show folks the advances that we've made in this incurable disease, which is that, you know, we're going to take patients and doctors and researchers and loved ones and caregivers up these mountains all over the world. And Takeda, through a generous grant to the MMRF, has paid for everybody's trip. So everything in return, everybody on the team has to fundraise. And all of 100% of those dollars raised come back into the MMRF that go directly into research programs.
Wow.
So those bring new treatment trials, new translational work to understand the biology or the genetics of the disease, so that we can bring new treatment options to the patients.
I love the statement. For me, this is you, climbing Mount Fuji as a way of say thank you to everyone who supports the MMRF and the research that we do, and is a way to show the patients who wake up every day facing this incurable disease that there is so much hope.
Thank you.
A wonderful statement.
Oh, thank you. These patients are just a true inspiration. In fact, just this past weekend, we brought our entire team together. There are 19 folks and 6 patients climbing Mount Fuji with me, so it's just an honor to be with them. And for the first time, we brought them from all over the country into Boston, drove them out to Mount Monadnock up in New Hampshire, and did a day hike.
Wow.
And just really we were able to bond together, get to know each other for the first time, because we've talked on the phone, but to see each other in person really just brought the chemistry of the group together in such a great way, and we're really excited about this trip. To date, the team has raised about $75,000 towards our $120,000 goal, and since last year, this will be our 6th trip. So we've gone to Kilimanjaro twice, the Grand Canyon twice, we've gone to Machu Picchu. Next year, we're taking a team of 19, several doctors and patients, up to Everest Base Camp 1.
Wow.
So, and to date, we've raised over $1 million, and all of that has come into very much needed.
And they're still here.
Yes, we're still here.
So now, when are you going to climb Mount Fuji?
It's July 16th through the 21st, so it's coming up in 6 weeks. So we're really getting ready, getting the team dynamics, all the logistics in place, you know, all the travel arrangements.
How many will be going with you?
There are 19 of us going total.
Yeah. I would imagine logistically it's got to be something to prepare, isn't it?
Yes, we have a fantastic team there at the MMRF that they're just, you know, world-renowned experts in putting these events together. We've got a great support through Takeda. We've got 2 folks from Takeda here going with us, and they're headquartered in Japan. So we're actually going to meet with some of the corporate Takeda folks over in Japan as well, and it's amazing just how they've brought this together.
If people want to make a contribution, how can they do so?
Good. So we have a great website. It's a mouthful, but it's called movingmountainsformultiplemyeloma.com, and they can go on there and click on the Mount Fuji website. There's a link there, and they can actually get in there and do a direct donation. They're taking donations also for the Mount Everest climb or any of the events that are going on.
We're talking with Paul Bassett, 48, from Stamford, Connecticut, a clinical operations manager at the MMRF. Paul, what was the motivation force to get you into this?
The motivation force was, I lead the clinical operations effort. So all the clinical trials, we have 21 of them going through the Multiple Myeloma Research Consortium right now. We have 25 centers across the country that lead these research efforts, with physicians and project managers and folks that are kind of the boots on the ground at each one of these centers. We really drive the research forward in a very quick way to bring these patients, you know, these treatment options. So one of the ways that I got involved was our events manager, who was putting this program together, needed patients, needed doctors, and came to me to say, who can we get, who's able, you know, from a physician standpoint and a patient standpoint, healthy enough to make it up these climbs because they are pretty extreme. You can't just get off the couch and go. You do have to train for them. So in working with our events manager to put these things together, identify physicians who then helped identify patients to go. So a lot of these climbs, you've got a series of patients and then a physician who's actually treating them in some of the cases, going up the mountain with them side by side. So it's a pretty amazing event that way. So that's how I got involved in these climbs. Last year I did a trip to Peru. We hiked the Inca Trail to Machu Picchu, and it was just a fantastic and life-changing event. These patients are tremendous, and everybody on the team became like a family.
Wow.
That's
Stick around through the break. Would you do that?
Sure,
please,
absolutely.
Please. Great.
Okay, we're going to take a break, and then we'll be back. I'm so happy that Paul got here. He called Dan, right here on the studio a phone and said he was in, where was he?
Meriden.
Meriden. And I said, Meriden? How's he going to get here? Never mind. Don't ask any questions.
We have interview chair once again, Brad. It's Paul Bassett from Stanford. Moving mountains from multiple myeloma, going to climb Mount Fuji next month. Paul, what about research? What's the latest as far as research and myeloma are concerned?
Research has really ramped up, and the efforts are very concerted at this point. In the last 10 years, we've had 10 drugs come to market, which is just unprecedented. We had 4 come to market just in 2015 within a span of just a couple of weeks.
Really?
It was very unprecedented. The timing was amazing. So the treatment options that are out there for the patients are just growing and growing. And what happens is usually you'll see a complacency with that sort of volume, and not in this disease. It's actually just accelerating kind of that initiative. So they're not only just bringing new drugs to market, but they're also doing other research in areas such as understanding the genetics of the disease or the biology of the disease. How can we get into prevention of the disease if it's possible? So there are all sorts of initiatives looking at...
Do we know how some comes down with it?
There's a lot of different ways. When somebody is first diagnosed with multiple myeloma, there are about 5,000 different genetic markers.
Wow.
So it's a lot. Yeah. And since this disease is incurable, a patient will relapse or the treatments will no longer become effective. At that point, their genetic sequence looks at about 12,000 different markers. Mm-hmm. So the genetics is just expanding and expanding. So being able to understand that, implement technology that you can actually understand and look at it and measure it and say, okay, these drugs may work, these better than others, those sorts of things. And in the last several years, we've tripled the lifespan of these patients.
Wow. So tripled?
Tripled.
But do we know what causes it?
There are genetic factors. They don't have it dialed in completely as to where it's coming from or what's going on, but they do understand that a lot of the genetics behind it, they're trying to learn more about the biology of it. We're creating new innovative clinical trials that can get to those answers as fast as possible. So it's just a big concerted effort. They're looking at reprogramming the body's immune system to recognize the multiple myeloma cells and eradicate them before they even get started.
Hmm.
Well, Paul, we thank you so much. And when is this again?
Again, when are you going to climb Mount Fuji?
We're climbing Mount Fuji in about 6 weeks, from July 16th through the 21st.
And if people want to make a donation, again, what can they do?
They can go to the website, the Moving Mountains for Multiple Myeloma.com's website.
No, this is great.
God bless you.
And you've done this before, right?
You.
I mean, right? You said you were in Peru, was it?
Yes. Yeah, this is going to be an extensive climb. The mountain's about 13,000 feet high, and we're going to climb it in about 2 days.
Wow.
Oh, man, that's fabulous. Wild. This is what makes me feel good.
That's right.
Huh?
You're going to climb it too, Brad? You can climb it.
No, I'm not going, not this time.
Okay, next time.
But let me just say, this is what makes you feel good be an American.
You bet.
You know what I mean?
I know it.
Here he comes in here, drives up all the way from
Stanford.
Stanford to be on this program. And this is what he's doing.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
That's great stuff.
And if there's somebody like him, there's somebody over here, too.
There you go.
And that's what makes America.
Yeah.
That's what does it.
Yeah. Awesome.
God bless you.
Well, thanks, Paul. Thank you, guys.
You bet. You're welcome.